Good evening. This is Chorus Call operator. Welcome to the presentation of the first half 2017 results from Astaldi. After the initial presentation, you're going to have the possibility of asking questions. Now I would like to give the floor to Engineer Filippo Stinelli, CEO of Astaldi. Mr. Stinelli, you have the floor.
Good evening to all of you, and welcome to this presentation of the results for the first half of 2017. As usual, I'm going to go back to the main and important elements, structure elements of our strategy plan, which was presented in March. I would like to briefly mention that the three pillars, sustainable growth, strengthening of the operational discipline, and the strengthening of the financial structure. What I like to highlight and stress here before moving to the next slide to analyze the results of the first half is the achievement of important targets and objectives, which confirm that the work of the management of the company is pursuing and reaching the objectives of the strategy plan. We are delivering in terms of the objectives of the strategy plan. If you move to slide number four, just briefly discussing the industrial part of the first half, we can immediately highlight the results achieved at industrial level. At business level, we pushed the completion of some projects, among them the Naples-Afragola high-speed railway station, which we completed eight months in advance of schedule. The company has speeded up quite strongly its activity, also from a business viewpoint, also from an organizational viewpoint. We completed some highway stretches, apart from the ones which have been completed last year and which have become operational on the Gaetz-Itzmehr. These additional stretches, which were opened to public, complete the highway section of the two projects, which allows us to have an additional number of kilometers, which would then have an impact on the assessment of the minimum guarantee. We have additional positive impact by these two projects. Further industrial push was given to some projects, like the one in Chile, the Chuquicamata mine, the Chile Santiago del Chile Hospital. We are not hiding the fact that Italy has contributed in the results in terms of revenues and margins in a way which was more considerable and consistent than what happened last year in the same period. This half, the Italian project contributing Astaldi revenues were approximately 2%, which is a considerable piece of information because this means that that Italy is playing an increasing role in our business strategy. Apart from Afragola, I'm referring to the M4 line, which is making progress according to schedule. We have other initiatives. We are working in a considerable way. We have consolidated also the sustainable growth. We've seen a strengthening of sustainable growth in our company, also in terms of de-risking, in terms of geographic diversification. I would like to briefly mention the fact that the aim of the company in terms of sustainable growth wanted to invest less and focus its business mostly on EPC contracts, markets and also aimed at diversifying in terms of geographical areas and diversifying the business. So briefly, I would like also to mention that as to the issue of EPC contract, we have already mentioned that during the first quarter, and we confirm that we acquired the extension of the California Highway. We acquired a contract for the telescope in Chile and new works in Poland in the railway sector. And in Italy, we are continuing with the Ionica project. So we have refocused the business on the EPC contract, but in particular, we worked on the de-risking in terms of geographical diversification. And I was referring to the projects I mentioned before. And they confirm this geographical diversification into low, medium risk areas. And we've also strengthened a business unit, which was fundamental for our sustainable growth, which was the operation and maintenance. We've acquired the majority stake on the Veneta Sanitaria project, which will allow us to be involved in operation and maintenance of this big project, to the point that in this first half, the operation and maintenance contributed by approximately 35 million euros to our turnover, to our revenues. This is a meaningful piece of information because this means that this business unit is becoming more concrete and is reaching the values provided for in the plan. The other important element, fundamental element relating to the managerial and industrial initiatives and efforts we've been working on for the past few months is the dynamic attitude in acquisition of orders. So the change in terms of our order backlog. In this first half, we acquired 1.8 billion of new orders, and the book-to-bill is approximately 1.3 in the first half, which means that the company has the ability to renew its backlog in the during the half of the year, or during 6 months, or during the year, so during the execution. So it renews it with a capacity which is now confirmed, has been confirmed for a long period of time now. The other element we will get back to is the limitation or the reduction of the working capital, which is part and parcel of a very important managerial activity, which is confirmed in this first half versus the seasonality of the previous years. The first quarter and the first half of each year have always represented for our company, but this is generally true for the companies working in our sector of business. There has always been represented a kind of demanding half a year, but through the initiatives which we have implemented, we were able to limit and reduce the value of the working capital. I would move on to slide number 5, which is basically more specifically focusing on the issue of renewing the order backlog, so on new orders. If you remember, in December 2016, the order backlog in execution for construction was equal to 9.9 billion. Then we included for operation and maintenance 1.9 billion. The new orders at the first half of 2017 equal to 1.8 billion. So we had a production of 1.4. Basically, it's approximately 7.5% of growth versus the production in the first half of last year. So it's a huge result, and this confirms that the effort and the initiatives taken by the management in pursuing the results are quite considerable, trying to achieve the objectives set in the strategy plan. What I wanted to highlight is that basically between what we produced, what we've consumed with the execution of the works, and what we have achieved and obtained in terms of acquired in terms of new orders leads us to have an order backlog of 15.5 billion, 9.9 execution for construction, 2.3 operation and maintenance, and here we included also the acquisition of the Mestre Hospital, and 3.3 are the billions which we call optional orders. Among the 3.3, we have Naples, Bari Highway, and Verona-Vicenza Highway, two important projects in Italy. So basically, the book-to-bill, again, is 1.3 in the first half. To this, we have to add the backlog relating to the concession sector, which leads us to an overall amount of the backlog of 27 billion. Among the new orders, just repeating on slide number 6, in more details, what has been acquired in the first half of the year by the company. The two projects in Romania, which have been awarded, and we finalized the contract. In Turkey, we acquired a stretch of the Istanbul subway, apart from another project for highways. In Poland, we acquired an important project in terms of in the railway sector. To this, we have to add, and I want to repeat that in order to consolidate our business line, we have the operation and maintenance of the Mestre Hospital for an amount equal to 500 million. So the total amount is 1.8 billion. Just to stress how much the company is cautious in the in-house procedures in signing some projects which we we've been awarded temporarily, and now finally we are very cautious because we included them in the optional orders, the Naples, Bari, and the Punilla Dam in Chile, which is a hydroelectric plant, which will be entered soon in the order backlog in execution. On slide number 7, I'd like to focus further on the operation and maintenance. We started with the presentation of the strategy plan by saying that we would diversify in the business industrial part on the operation and maintenance sector, because this was, in our opinion, an element which was missing in the business lines of the company. Also, in order to provide a comprehensive product to our clients and customers. So we started with our strategy plan by describing and telling you that we would enhance and improve what we already had in our backlog in relation to operation and maintenance. And today we can give you some results. The results are shown on slide number 7. Projects which Astaldi has on this business line are listed on this line: Mestre Hospital, Relaves, which is a hydroelectric plant in Chile, the four hospitals in Tuscany, the hospital in Chile, and the green are operation and maintenance contract that we are already managing and running. The other two are under construction. The hospital in Santiago will be completed next year. Ethnic Hospital will be completed in 2019. So these are the next projects will be go under operation. Now, the total backlog in terms of operation and maintenance is equal to 2.3 billion. Just another thing I would like to stress quickly, with these types of projects, with these projects we've listed here, the company will manage in the next few years approximately 6,800 beds. But the idea of stressing The importance of operation and maintenance also in this presentation is due to the fact that we want to confirm that these projects have margins which are generally higher than construction projects. So we confirm the fact that margins which are higher than 15%. And then they also have peculiarities. They have a duration which is much longer than the classic construction project. They range between approximately around 15 years. So they do generate a kind of fixed basis in terms of production. So they give certainties also in terms of revenues. On top of that, there is another peculiar feature to them. They imply a very limited commitment in terms of working capital. So they are quite liquid. I mean, there is quite cash level from those projects. On slide number 8, I think we can go into details as to asset disposal. Drawing your attention back on the three main pillars of our strategy plan, sustainable growth. So we've discussed everything which was done and how the management delivered on in terms of refocusing the business, in terms of geographic diversification, and in particular, geographic diversification in low-risk areas, so de-risking, and in terms of strengthening the business lines, so diversification at level of business lines. We talked about operation and maintenance, and these three elements are a concrete evidence of the targets that we've set with the strategy plan. The other element was strengthening the financial side, hence investing less in order to be able to limit the debt level of the company. One of the basic fundamental elements was the asset disposal plan and program. We've already submitted with our strategy plan an asset disposal plan, which we had already started last year with the disposal of the four holding and cash-in took place basically at the end of 2016. Then we presented another more detailed program during the presentation of the strategy plan. And in the next two slides, we're going to show you the present state of the art. On slide number 8, on page 8, you see that we go through the past. In 2016, we disposed of the four holding with cashing and 112. In the first half of 2017, we cashed in Chacayes for an amount equal to 42 million. Then the Felix Hospital, it is in two tranches. The first was during the first half of 2017. The second tranche will be cashed in 2019, but it is just a merely financial detail. Fact. Then we disposed of our stake in M5 and we cashed in for approximately 64 million, 64 and a half. And then there is another element with a different color, which is clearly foreseen for 2017, that is the cash in of the disposal of our stake in the Tuscany hospitals. We started, and you can see that indicated in light blue, we started in 2017, ahead of schedule in terms of our asset disposal. We carried out the activities for the disposal of our stake in the Ethric Hospital. Clearly, the Ethric Hospital, we started our activities, but we do know that this is an order which is under construction, so it will take more time, but we're already working on it. We must try and maximize the results during disposal. So it is preferable to start activities but make first some progress with the construction activities, because risks can be reduced and the asset valorization is certainly better. So we need also to kind of balance our activities. In 2018, what are we planning for 2018? We are clearly We are expecting the cash in for the disposal of our stake in the Etlik Hospital. We started and the disposal of the Turkish asset is underway. We expect for the first half of 2018 to have concrete results. We still have in 2018 the disposal of our stake in Mestre Hospital. What is still left in 2019 is the Gezbe-İzmir Highway, is the highway project in Turkey. You know very well that the disposal is feasible only once the construction of the third stage has been completed. We have in this slide, in the bottom part, we highlighted the percentage of progress of this this asset disposal project. You see that we have basically achieved approximately 30%. If we consider that over this year, we're going to dispose of our stakes in the Tuscany hospitals, and then with the progress of the third bridge, we're going to reach 60%. So we have set a kind of measurement of the activities we are carrying out. On slide number nine, on page nine, there are some specs, specifications. We're going to go into some of the details of the activities we are carrying out, the ones which have already been included, something which I'm not going to go back, but I want to highlight the mandates which were given for the disposal activities of the third bridge, which are indicated on slide nine, and mandates which were given for the other activity, that of the Etlik Hospital. We basically signed an agreement for the Tuscany hospitals, and we expect cash in by this year, by the end of this year. And now we can move on discussing the financial aspects of the business. I wanted to stress straight away on slide 11 the performance of the group and the performance of the management in terms of limiting in a six-month period, which is historically difficult, a limitation in terms of working capital. I had a chart on this slide because I wanted to draw back your attention to what has happened last year, but we could go back also to the other BS. The increase in terms of working capital between the end of 2015 and June 2016, in this period of time, it has been increased by 320 million as seasonal stage, approximately 320 million. In the previous years, this seasonal increase has been approximately 250-300 million on average, slightly more, slightly less. What happened this year is visible on the chart. From December 2016, 805, June 2017, 918. So an increase by 100 million. So it's a huge result achieved by the management. It's a huge achievement by the management, because with a growing turnover, with a strong push in terms of the industrial and business side, we managed to limit our working capital to a 100%, to a 100 million increase, And this has a even a more important meaning if you consider that we pushed strongly our activities in Italy to complete the Afragola station 8 months ahead of schedule in terms of the contract. I mean, this means that the management had to push on this project quite strongly, and then with some negative impacts on the cashing in, because all of the procedures for speeding up have not been yet completed, though we were expecting them to be completed, and we were supposed to cash in the amounts due by June 30th. So we had an impact in terms of our gross financial position within this first six months, but the procedures are being completed, and we are going to cash in the amounts due for the works carried out. But strong push in terms of the industrial side in Italy, and strong push in completing these highway stretches of the third Bosphorus Bridge, which will make it possible for the company to cash in a higher amount for a higher number of kilometers in terms of minimum guarantee. The two partners, Astaldi and the Turkish partner, preferred to invest on the construction joint venture in order to push the completion of the works ahead of schedule and then make them operational, so that the proceeds of the additional kilometers could be received in advance, and then these works will be paid during the concession. Therefore, though pushing on the industrial side in a kind of relevant way, though investing on these working sites, we managed in limiting the increase of the working capital to 100 million. I think this is a very important outcome and result. Clearly, we had also expectations. We expected to cash in some advance payments from Romania, which were not cashed in by June 30, but being paid in these days. We were expecting to cash in some amounts as to the dispute litigation with Romania by June, because we had signed an agreement. We are receiving this amount slightly later. We could have given you even better figures and results, but what we achieved and we've succeeded in doing is extremely important. I listed a series of items and a series of amounts because we are receiving them, and this leads me to confirm the end of year target, where we are going to have a net working capital lower than 800 million. The other element, which is part of the strengthening of the financial structure of the group, which I hinted at during the presentation of the results of the first quarter 2017, is the rescheduling and renegotiation of the debt dates. We started an activity, we have a plan. Last time I told you that we had different phases as to the refinancing of our debt. A first element was reissuing the convertible bond, improving liquidity, and we have a second and a third phase which relate to the reissuing of the bond and the renegotiation of the RCF. The first phase has been completed, and we delivered on it completely. The issuing of the convertible bond has been an activity which we carried out with huge success. We completed, it was an important first phase. We had important feedbacks. We replaced a convertible bond which had a maturity at 5 years with a new one which has a 7-year maturity. The other element which makes us which leads us to consider this first phase as a very successful one is that more than 65% of bondholders have accepted the exchange offer, therefore they have subscribed a new issuance. And to this we need to add that in terms of liquidity, because this was another project which we had implemented improving the liquidity of the group. From March up to today, we improved with a new bilateral lines for an amount which is approximately equal to 70 million and 120 million. We finalized a backup line. So it's important to stress and highlight that the total amount is approximately 200 million of new committed lines. Moreover, cash. So this is another activity which is connected to the activities carried out by the management on all projects, has a value equal to 400, 450 million euros. Which are the next steps? We are working on these in these sectors which relate to the rescheduling of the dates or the maturities of our debt. These two tranches of the bond, and clearly we are going to deal also with the RCF issue. Let's move on, and I think we can move to slide 14, where we have summarized, and I don't need to read all of the figures. You'll have time to read them yourself. I'm just going to indicate the most meaningful items. The total revenues is 1,504,000,000. So compared to the first half of last year, we had an increase by approximately 7.4%, something that I already mentioned in advance. If you look at the EBITDA margin and EBIT margin, we reached quite interesting values also versus the results of the first quarter and the end of year results, 14.3% the EBITDA margin, and EBIT margin is 12.3%. Net result is 55 million. Now, clearly, we need to read these figures because in the chart below, you see that during the second half, we are going to realign with the values forecast in our strategy plan, looking also at the net result of the group. It is affected by some exceptional items like the asset disposal, disposal of assets in concession, but in EBITDA and EBIT margin, we have had a release of margins due to orders which have been completed. And I link back to what I said before when I talked about completing the Afragola train station and how much we pushed on the N4 in Milan line and on both the Turkish and Chilean project. So very important results, but we must always remember the targets in the strategy plan. The company and the management are working to improve them, but I mentioned them just for position. There are exceptional or extraordinary items, so these results must be read taking these extraordinary elements and items into account. I wanted to clarify something about financial charges. You see that in the chart, approximately 107 million versus the 95 million last year. They are connected to the trend in the dynamic of the group. It includes also 3.4 million for refinancing costs, and there are also 8 million less for the effect of the asset disposal. We clarified in the footnote the effect that we suffered in this first half year. On the next page, you see further elements and important results, among them the net financial position, which is clearly connected to the industrial push and is approximately 1,272 compared to 1,374 of last year. We preferred, in terms of working capital, already said the dynamics. I don't think we need to get back on this. And then as to the intangible asset is part of the dynamics, because there are some items which have been included in the accounting part on top long term. On slide 17, there has been maybe a problem in printing. I think it's slide 16. We wanted to focus on the debt dynamics. It is clear that a series of activities, important activities, have been carried out by the management, in particular in terms of the management through cash pooling, and this is visible through the results. We have worked a lot in terms of the availability of committed lines, so we think we have really carried out an important work, and you see that from the chart. You can remember that we are completing additional 140 million of committed line, so we should have a overall availability of lines of approximately 450 million, something which in December were 83 million. Now, if you look at the dynamics of gross debt from 1.972 to 2.109, because we pushed on the industrial side, so it's approximately 130 million difference. This is connected to the fact that we invested and pushed on the issues we talked about. We thought we would cash in by June 30th, which was not the case. Should we include also what we were supposed to cash in because of the industrial push, 2.109 would have been reduced by 100 million. Now we can move to slide number 17. I'd like to clarify the effect on the operation and maintenance of the assets we have. Someone talking about the Santiago Hospital. I'm talking about, asset disposal. So the disposal of the Santiago Hospital of Milan, line number 5 in Chacayas. So additional revenues came in for an amount equal to 25 million. We had a negative effect for the on income from joint ventures equal to 16 million. So we have a net positive effect of approximately 9 million. Now, on this chart, you can easily read the dynamics. We tried to provide you with answers as to the asset disposal side, and I think these answers many of the questions which were asked. I'd like to clarify the strategy we are pursuing on the operation and maintenance making reference to the activities we carried out on the Mese Hospital, which is basically what has been done by the company, both for the Felix Bern Hospital, but also for the Tuscany hospitals, without requiring for additional capital commitment. We tried to maximize our stake within this project, so participation. So in the Mese Hospital, we bought over the stake of one of our partners, so we reached the majority stake, which in the next disposal of the financial vehicle, we're going to have a better return. But the fact that we could consolidate and manage with a majority stake an asset of this type allows us to transfer our skills, our competence and management skill also on the operational maintenance, which I told you is an underlying vehicle. So on this too, we're going to have a majority stake. If you look at the effect of the acquisition of this, the increase of our stake in the Mese Hospital, see the impact over 2017, impact on positive impact on revenues by 26 million for the first half, clearly a positive impact on the EBITDA equal to 4.4 million, and an increase in terms of the net financial position by 22 million, which you see in a non-recourse debt, which is indicated in the previous slide. We preferred to provide you with this information so that you can read and cross all the figures and have a clear idea of the impact of an action which fully meets the strategy underlying our strategy plan, which we are carrying out. At the end of the year, what is going to happen? We have an impact, a positive impact on revenues due to the Mese Hospital, the operation and maintenance, which is equal to approximately 50 million. We're going to have an interest impact in terms of EBITDA, and you'll see that in the results. Therefore, this simply to tell you that the management is continuing working on the strategies outlined within the strategy plan. The activity we carried out for the Mese Hospital fully corresponds to the strategies outlined, and results are visible. I mean, with a bit of pride, I would like to stress this action, this activity we carried out, because it turn another fundamental element of our strategy plan into something concrete. On slide 18, I briefly indicate what we had previously announced. So we confirm that this year the revenues will reach 3.6 billion approximately. Looking at 2018, 3.015 billion. EBITDA margin is going to be between 11-12%. EBIT margin between 9-11%. Net working capital will be lower than 800 million. The net financial position will be approximately around 1 billion. We indicated approximately to tell you that our target is around that value. I have completed my presentation. I tried to tell you and describe all the activities which have been carried out over during this first half, and I tried to explain and illustrate the results achieved by the company in the first half of 2017. I hope I've been sufficiently clear and comprehensive, and I would like now to leave the floor for the Q&A session. Thank you. This is the Chorus Call operator. We would like to start now with the Q&A session. The first question is by Giuseppe Mapelli from Equita SIM. Good evening to all of you. I have a couple of questions. The first one related to the margins, the second one relating to the effects stemming from the master agreement. As to margins, I have some detailed questions which I'm going to list. The first one relates to the effect which was due to the minus 16 million due to the joint ventures. Is it correct to say that these 16 million were a contribution of the third bridge which had been included in the accounts in the first quarter? And in relation to margins, can you give us an idea whether in the 25 million other revenues which been impacted in the first half, you include also the 9 million we've seen for Chile? And in terms of margins, can you give us some additional details as to the one half which had an impact on the half year, just to have an idea of a size and the quality of these one-offs? The second question relates to Mestre. As to Mestre, I would like to understand how much did it cost to go from 35% to 60% stake in Mestre, and whether Mestre has been fully consolidated, or I suppose that this is the case if it has to be set within the assets available for sale, since you have signed a mandate for the sale. I would like to leave the answers to Marco Caucci, so he will get into the details. So we try and answer your questions in a comprehensive way. As to effects on margins, if we make reference to slide 17, on this slide we've illustrated the whole impact of the disposal plan on the EBITDA. So we achieved capital gains from the disposal of the three assets, or with capital gains in terms of amounts which were included, were booked in for the other, among other revenues, for an amount equal to 25 million. So you see in the slide. So they also include the 9 million. So the Chacayes part, which had already been cashed in, plus the additional capital gains derived from booking in further disposals. Negative effects you see on joint ventures, which is equal to 16 million. It is technically, this is technically the effects of closing of the cash flow hedge. It is a rather complicated thing of the cash flow hedge reserves connected to this project, which had already been included in 2016, because they are included year after year in the income statement. They have to be included in a statement, but the effect on the balance sheet has already been included. We haven't yet included in the income statement the additional capital gain that we had talked about the previous meeting of the last part of Chacayes, which is equal to 7 million, which we highlighted as a further effect that we are supposed to consolidate in the third quarter. So these 16 million have nothing to do with the consolidation of the third bridge, not at all. As to the third Bosphorus bridge, so if we consider what is being included as profits from the stakeholders, we should also consider this minus 16 effect, and where we are going to have a progressive trend of profits which we receive from these joint ventures, which for the third Bosphorus bridge, this contribution stops at December 31st, because from that date onwards, because of decision to start the disposal process, this asset has been included among the assets to be disposed of. So the accounting effect will no longer be indicated month after month or quarter after quarter in the framework of the joint venture, but then the fair value will be calculated and the final effect at the moment of the selling. So as if we had kind of frozen the contribution of the third bridge at March 31st. So what we see from that moment on are the profits of the Gatsby Izmir, and that is why we had anticipated the other quarter presentation, the contribution from the joint venture we were expecting for this year was not at levels of the previous year because we were already foreseeing this type of action for the third Bosphorus Bridge. Overall, the EBITDA in the overall management of concessions had a positive effect due to that item, plus the net capital gain of the 9 million, which will be then compounded with the remaining capital gain from Tocaia. As to MESE, I confirm that the MESE initiative was to acquire the majority stakeholder as of early 2017. Formally, the handing over of the stakes took place yesterday, of the stocks took place yesterday, but it's more the governance aspect which matters. Investment for us is equal to 10 million. It will be included, will be accounted for in the third quarter result. The payment will be diluted over time, compatible with the process that we are starting. The MESE initiative for the time being is not included in the initiatives to be disposed of, to be sold, because for the reason mentioned by our CEO, that process must be implemented, the process of rationalization of the initiative, which will allow us to put the operation and maintenance in a SPV. From an economic viewpoint, we are going to have that income statement, and then later on in a period of time which is compatible with the completion of this type of operations, and later on we're going to have activities aimed at the disposal of the SPV, which will be then emptied of the operational risk. So similarly to the Felix Hospital in Chile and similar to what we've done for the Tuscany hospitals in Italy, is attractive to funds which are looking for investments with no risk and guaranteed fees, and MESE is part of this category. Once we have rationalized that, as we've done previously for Chile and Turkey and the Tuscany hospitals, I hope I have answered all of your questions. Last clarification, the debt increased by 22 million, so 10 million is cash out and 10 million, so 12 million is the debt difference which was consolidated, correct? No, 22 million is the debt which has been consolidated. The 10 million are the prospect debt which we are maturing at the moment of acquisition, but we have to deduct the cash flows which in the meantime are being generated by the project. Also the fact that quite likely having a majority position, we are going to enter in on the asset, rationalizing it also from a financial viewpoint in a more meaningful way. Next question by Alessandro Tortora from Mediobanca.
Thank you and good evening. I have a couple of questions. The first one, going back to MESE, what I wanted to understand is the impact of MESE, considering, if I remember well, that you're going to pay this 30% stake with 10 million. I think that value, I wanted to understand the valorization of this stake. So if I'm not mistaken, I remember it well, it was 37%. As to MESE, I would like to understand the impact on MESE because you have receivables from the concession which went up again after the consolidation on MESE. The second question is on the issue of guidance and back again to the variation of perimeter which we have in this company. We're going to have additional 50 million in terms of turnover and an impact on the debt. Why didn't you change the figures forecast for the end of the year? And asset for say lift master is not included, I suppose it's just this buffer bridge, correct? Thank you.
Alessandro, can you repeat the last question, because we didn't get it? Last question was just a clarification. Now, the assets held for sale, since Vestre is no longer there, is just a Bosphorus bridge, correct?
Correct.
Fine. And the Tuscany hospitals. Now, going back to Mestre, quickly to the last question. Clearly, when we set the strategic lines of the plan, we gave the guidance references. As Engineer Tinelli was mentioning, we had planned Mestre in our business plan. So today we are consolidating an operation which was included, contained in business plan. If you remember, the business plan included the development of operational maintenance, also through the valorization of assets where the group had already a stake in or a role. So Mestre is a company where Astaldi has always had an important role. It was a stake, which was 37%. It was not the controlling stake. This operation, we acquired 23%, basically. We did not acquire. I made a mistake. So from 37 to 60, which allows us to reach a 60% stake, so have the full governance of the company and do the interventions which are provided for in our business plan. So we're not going to change the guidance of the plan, and we're not going to change the targets of the plan, because Mestre was part and parcel of our plan targets. From the viewpoint of valorization, I think that our value was is approximately 23-24 million at December 31st. We consider that the purchase operation of 23% stake with a price of approximately 10 million, which also contains the subordinate loan. We're going to buy also the subordinate loan share of the partner selling his stake, and we think this is a fair evaluation, which later on will allow us, through what we consider to be a strength, that is selling a controlling stake on the asset, will allow us to record considerable interesting results from this disposal. And the last question has been already answered. In that item, we have the third Bosphorus Bridge and the Tuscany hospitals, and in the medium term, also the Mestre Hospital will be included. But after finalizing that efficiency making process that was planned, but all of this was already included in a business plan. Thank you. Next question by Francesco Sala from Banca Akros. Good evening. In the second quarter, there has been a strong increase of gross short-term debt. I was wondering whether, how are you planning to refinance it the next few months? And what's the amount of the debt now? We can make reference to the slide with no number, which would be slide 16 after slide 15. We intentionally highlighted and stressed how the structure of the users has been changed between short-term and long-term, that for operational reasons, for operations and drawing of lines on ordinary operations during the second stage, during the second quarter, we resorted more to short-term lines, and we did it taking into account a double objective, double target. On the one hand, such an important amount granted gives us the tranquility that we have a flexibility, and we wanted to generate efficiency in terms of debt reduction, as you can easily suppose. Short-term users have lower charges or a different charges than committed lines, and this is the first attempt to try and effectively try and reach the targets included in the business plan, that is, reduce the burden in terms of charges of the debt. On the other hand, it was our interest to prove, because often, in particular for readers who do not get to the details of the figures, the attention is placed only on the availability of committed lines, excluding the fact that particularly in Italy, the use of uncommitted lines is a kind of regular business tool, which is not easily understood by the Anglo-Saxon mentality. This also aimed at highlighting how much capacity of committed lines the group had at the closing of the first half, so to diffuse and dispel the doubts and perplexities by an analyst looking at us as to the figures at December 31st, where the undrawn of the committed lines was slightly below 100 or slightly above 100 million. So this operation of kind of convenient use of short-term lines rather than long-term lines, that was due to these reasons. Thank you. Next question from the conference in English by Louis Peter from J.P. Morgan.
Good evening. Thanks for the call today. I'm just going back to one of the earlier questions first, because I wasn't quite clear on your answer. So what did the third bridge contribute to EBITDA in the second quarter exactly? I wasn't quite sure if you answered that.
In the first 3 months until the end of March, it was 16 million.
And the additional fees you referenced in your report from the Bosphorus Bridge, that didn't generate any EBITDA in the second quarter?
I'd like to repeat how we moved up to March. It was kept among the activities subject to evaluation as equity with the method of net equity. So it contributed for the share of results which it achieved in the 3 months from January through March. When it was transferred from regular stakeholders to assets to be sold, the accounting treatment changes. We no longer have the evaluation of the economic results achieved every quarter, but we evaluate only the possibility to recoup or recover that investment, which will be then made concrete with the disposal. It becomes more a short-term financial item rather than a long-term investment. I hope I answered your question.
Okay, yes, yeah, thanks for that. My second question is just on cash flow. So it looks like you generated around 120 million of EBITDA in the quarter, excluding the capital gains. And you also had the 65 million of disposal proceeds and flat working capital. I just wondered what drove the 140 million increase in financial net debt exactly?
it's clear that the cash in by from disposals is not positively indicated, because actually we have absorbed the part of the net working capital by 100 million. Then we have the effects of some items which were to be monetized by June 30th, which I talked about during presentation, which we are going to cash in the later stages. So I briefly indicated on slide, when I commented on slide 11, in terms of net working capital, I would like also to mention Romania, Algeria, Russia, and the third Bosphorus bridge, the investments on the third Bosphorus bridge, which are elements which had to be cashed in by June 30th, which, on the contrary, because of various reasons, are being postponed and will occur during next quarter, and for sure by the end of this year. This is why we don't see the positive effect of cash in due to disposals.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I understand that. It's just quarter on quarter from Q1 to Q2, your working capital was actually flat. So I wasn't quite sure where that sort of 200 million of working capital items you were talking about was reflected in your net debt. But it's okay. Thanks for your answer.
Next question is a follow-up from the Italian participant, Giuseppe Mapelli, Equita SIM. I just wanted to go back to the margin issue to focus on the construction side. If I calculate the EBIT margin of the first quarter, net of the Chakaya's contribution, we have a margin of approximately 5-7%, approximately 6% EBIT margin. If I do the same calculation without these non-recurrent items, I have an EBIT margin which is equal to 10%. It is true that you said there have been contracts which were closed and led to releases, but would like to have some additional details on this explosion of margins in construction could be useful. Thank you. Now, the details I can give you, a list of the projects which have released margins during the first half of the year, second quarter, the completion of some projects in Italy, which I mentioned, among them Afragola, the completion of some highway stretches, which are the ones which have a stronger impact. This is the third bridge project. There were highway stretches beyond the main part of the project for which we pushed to complete them in advance. Ahead of schedule. And you know that very well, because I stated that many times the margins are quite relevant on that project. So margins have been released there. We made the Chile project efficient, so we released margins in terms, in particular, of the Chuquicamata mining project, where a process has been made efficient. This was a very important managerial outcome, which allowed us to release important margins. I hope I answered your question. Thank you. Next question is a follow-up by the conference by Alessandra Tortora from Mediobanca. Good evening. Again, two quick follow-up questions. The first one, in view of the optimization you were talking about before, as to the short-term debt, the drawing of short-term lines versus long-term lines, can you give us a guidance in terms of the financial charges, the net financial charges by the end of the year? And the second question is more connected to the main currencies you're exposed to. I would like to hear a comment. We've seen many companies which we have already reported which had a negative impact from FX on the for instance, Venezuela's Bolivar. I wanted to have an update from you on this. I'm going to answer as to the currencies. As a company's policy, we tend to cover the exchange risk. There are natural coverages where there are economies managing costs and revenues in the same currency. We kind of cover the differences. As to the effect on our income statement for the first half, I'm just speaking kind of off the cuff. When you're going to read the details, you can confirm that we have a defect, which is not that meaningful because we've already released the coverage. As to currency exposure, we are exposed to dollars, to dollar, because we have a considerable part of our backlog, which is managed in dollars, since we operate in the United States and in Canada, where the Canadian dollar is much more connected, more linked to the dollar than the euro, and Latin America too, and I'm mainly speaking of Chile. In Turkey, our activities are expressed in dollars, especially the investments in concessions. So what we're going to find in the detailed balance sheet is an effect on the reserves, which are consolidated, which are generated when you express our balance sheet in different countries. So from the end of 2016, value was 1.05, and we have a translation reserve which has a negative impact on the net asset, but it doesn't have an impact on the income statement. They are fluctuating, they become positive and then sometimes negative and again positive, so this is not necessarily a negative effect. I hope I answered your questions. Now, again, the S2D financial charges, what Engineer Signelli was saying before in a short comment on financial charges is that today in the debt we find the non-recurrent components, which are the costs both of the refinancing operation in terms of the burden of purchasing back the bond, repurchasing the bond, which liquidated the difference in price. So from that point of view, it's not a forecast to be taken into account. Also for next half, the financial dynamics for the second half should give us more limited gross indebtedness level. So we expect an overall reduction in this second half for this item, and we will try and continue optimize the financial charges of the debt. This is the indication we have. We are quite compliant with what we had planned. So net of the effect you mentioned before in terms of repurchasing the bond, we're talking about a value which is below 200 million, correct? I would say so. Next question by Hampton Dapte from Barclays.
Hello, good evening. Just a quick question. It's a follow-up on a question that was previously asked. I think in your last couple of reports, you were providing a slide on net debt evolution. I was just wondering why it's not being provided this time around, and if it would be possible to provide it. And also, if you could clarify, if I'm looking at your numbers, your EBITDA in the first half of 2017 is 215 million. And you've received about 117 million of cash from disposals. But despite this, your net debt is actually gone up by about $180 million. Could you just help us reconcile why, kind of despite more than $300 million of disposals and EBITDA, the net debt has gone up by that much? It's quite unclear to us from reading the report and the slides, and that'd be greatly helpful. Thank you.
Hi, Hemant, it's Alessandra.
Ciao, Hemant, Alessandra. For quello che riguarda questa slide, we'll make it
and we can send it to you, or we can add it up to the presentation and put it on the website. But what for the explanation in terms of debt, the cash in, the working capital, I think the CEO has already like explained all the dynamics that have occurred in the first half, and but we'll try to make it even more clear on a slide of this kind of. If I remember well, we had a bridge on the change in net debt.
Yeah, that's exactly the slide that I'm referring to.
Yes, okay. I thought, okay, if it's clearer, we'll do it and I'll send it to you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Next question by Bruno Permutti from Banca IMI. Good evening. I wanted to have a clarification on the advance payment. From one of the slides, I read that you have approximately 50 million of advance payments which were cashed in after June 30th. So I'd like to understand also whether you are how much advance payments are we expecting to cash in the second half? Is there something else apart from this tranche? Another question related to the, can you provide us with an indication of the revenues of operation and maintenance expected for the year, if I got it right from your presentation, from your report? Since there are three projects in operation, we can imagine that they are going to double the value of the first half. I would like you to confirm this. And a third question relates to the 7 million from the capital gains of Tsakayas. I'd like to understand why they've been posted to the third quarter. Is there any condition which has to occur for the cash in to take place? And then lastly, can you provide us with an idea, at least, of the timing of the extension of maturity of your debt? Do you have an idea whether this can be completed by 2018 or if it's going to go beyond 2018. Now, I'm going to answer you starting from the last question. Clearly, we have a program, and for the reasons which are known, this is a plan, a program which cannot be explained in all details. It depends on the market conditions. So there are stages in which the stages which the company has set, it has set targets. They depend on the market conditions we're working. Therefore, clearly the target of closing this refinancing and
scheduling the maturity of our debt, we hope we can be completed by 2018. That's quite clear. But we're working on a program which does not depend only on our activities, but also depends on the market conditions. As to the advance payment, we have highlighted in a slide what has happened until June 2017, slide on page 11. And we also highlighted the fact that some advance payments we were supposed to cash in by June, I'm referring to Project Romania, are being cashed in these days. Our target, however, is to restore the advance payment stock, approximately 550-600 million within this year. This is the clarification. And then there was a third question. No. That maturity advance payments, and the other one was relating to 7 million. Gauci will give you an answer on this. No, you also had asked something else. We told everybody, let's stick to two questions. You were good. You asked six questions altogether in one call. Anyway. As to the operation and maintenance, we aim at reaching 800 million. That's the target we set. We will exceed 80 million. As to the capital gain in Chacais, I would like to leave the floor to Cauci. Now, as we mentioned last time, this is more a technicality. Accounting legal technicality. We could bring this capital gain when we have formally completed the disposal of the vehicle which had achieved a type of capital gain. These activities are underway. We suppose we're going to finalize then by the end of August, early September. So I consider quite highly likely that this capital gain will be reported in the third quarter report. It's a technicality. It's not a problem connected to the fact that the value will not be achieved. The value is crystallized. We need simply to put it into the accounting. Thank you. We have no more questions. Thank you so much for your kind attention, and I think I wish you also a pleasant summer break, and I hope you can enjoy your rest. Thank you, and we'll see you and talk to you in next appointment.